Well, let's read a bit about the meal.
We're going to read from excerpts about the meal of Kabbalists. We're going to read excerpt number 5 from the book Ma'or Vashemesh, portion Miketz. Eating is primarily in order to raise the spirituality in that food to its upper root. And the spirituality, the sanctity in each thing, is the vitality in everything. Without it, there wouldn't be existence to that thing. And its continuation is from a high place. Its extension is from a high place, meaning from Chokhmah and Bina. And this is the vitality of the food. When he eats that food afterwards, he elevates all of it, the sacred vitality in that food, to its root, thereby making giving contentment to the Creator. Because the satiation is primarily from the sanctity and the spirituality in every food. And this is a righteous who eats, who satiates his soul, who eats only to satiate the upper soul. Meaning his intention is only for to feed the spirituality in the food to its in its upper root. Therefore, the humble will eat and be satiated before, because their intention is only spirituality and not the corporeality of the food. But those people whose view is that of a beast, whose intention is not the spirituality of the food, but only the corporeality of the food, they eat crass eating, and they are not satisfied. And this is the hunger, that his soul is always hungry, because the soul has no vitality. Only when he extends spirituality to him. This is the stomach of the wicked is always lacking. Excerpt number 6 from the Holy Shla. This is the meaning of the commandment of the meal that they were commanded. Not folly and madness, but the meal is about the dvikut, the adhesion of body and soul. Exit number 7. The righteous, when he prays, is certainly in dvikut and in kedusha, in pure thoughts and lucidity and purity. While eating, because it is a corporeal thing, then he is afraid that he will be corporalized and will detach from sanctity by eating. Therefore, he strengthens himself and exerts to sanctify himself more and more while eating, to attach himself in great connection and dvikut. It turns out that when the righteous eats, he sanctifies himself more than when praying. But not so are the rest of the people, who, when they pray, they can be sanctified more than when they eat. This is the meaning of those who hope for the Lord will gain strength. The sanctity that a person sanctifies and purifies himself while praying and eating, by this he gives strength to the household of above. Those who hope for the Lord are those righteous, complete righteous, who hope and wait for the salvation of the Creator, to be filled quickly and that the name will be whole soon. They gain strength, meaning they gain more than the rest of the people. For the masses, when they pray, are more in holiness. But they sanctify and purify themselves when they eat more and more than during their prayer. He means the righteous.
From that, it's clear to us how the correct meal, even corporeally, could be more important than all the other actions. as by root and or branch in the root, it corresponds to receive in order to bestow.
Mm-hmm. Excerpt number 8 from the book Ma'ov HaShemesh, Light and Sun. The path of the righteous who walk in the law of the Lord and do not chase their lusts and eat only what they need and necessary to sustain their bodies for the work of the Creator. Naturally, when they eat on their table, they pull off their hand, even in the middle of the food, of eating, even though the inclination burns in them, inciting them to do something, to get something good from the food or from the drink, which is very tasty. They cool off their inclination not to eat and drink more. On the contrary, they are concerned and they repent for having eaten, because they might have eaten or drank more than is required to sustain their bodies. And they cool off their inclination and repent for what they did. Not so are the wicked. If they get a chance to do some mitzvah with great excitement because of the passion and joy in eating and drinking, they cool off themselves and repent from their excitement, and that is because of their folly passion.
Well, all of these things we are yet to digest correctly, otherwise, or to absorb correctly, otherwise there are many questions, just for us not to enter kind of a cynicism. Yes.
What's the difference between the will to receive and the will to bestow?
Desire to bestow is the Creator, desire to receive is the created being.
What moves the will to bestow?
Desire to bestow is moved by love.
What does it mean that love moves it? The will to receive is pleasure, the will to bestow is pleasure. I enjoy it. What is love?
You're asking about the cause, the reason for the desire to bestow being the Creator, right? So his love to the created beings, hence he treats them with the desire to bestow.
Does he enjoy it or what?
He enjoyed it.
So what's the essential difference between receiving and bestowing? I don't get it. Both are a force that moves a desire, one to this side, one to that side.
I don't get you. You're speaking on the part of the Creator or on the part of the created being? Where are you? On what side are you talking?
From the perspective of a student who is trying with his group to arrive at the quality of bestowal, and I want to find out the difference between the will to receive that moves a person to do things in this world in order to receive for himself, and he's moved only by the pleasure of reception, and the will to bestow, which he thought he knew what it was, and suddenly realizes he doesn't know what it is. What is the will to bestow? What moves him? What are we aspiring for?
He's moved by the spark that is in him, within his desire to receive, as we are a desire to receive, and in it, inside the desire to receive, there is a spark from our root in each and every person in the world, as by his turn, in each and every one, this spark awakens. If the spark isn't awakened, it's a person who's the common person in this world. If the spark awakens, according to the magnitude or the size of the spark, one is attracted to realize it. And although it is a spark, however, out of all his big egoistic desire, the spark is stronger. If he is of a higher degree.
So it's still a very egoistic calculation.
Yes, egoistical calculation. So what?
So what are we swapping? What's the difference between them?
We are not exchanging anything yet. We're exchanging the source of the pleasure. As beforehand, the source of pleasure was in food, sex, family, honor, knowledge, to take advantage of this world. Now I disregard this world. It is of no interest to me, and I want to fulfill myself by something higher. How would I know? I don't know. However, the spark directs me this way.
So what's the difference between a receiving beast and a bestowing beast?
What beast?
I'm operated according to one software. I'll be operated according to a different software. I'm still doing the same calculation. There's no difference between the calculation of receiving and bestowing.
Correct, but the difference is in the source, as I want to enjoy a higher source, a higher degree from a spiritual world.
So it's bestowing in order to receive?
Not even to bestow. I want to receive, and that's it. Yes, but a different source. I begin to be connected to a higher source. Thus, I come to the group and I'm studying, where I can study, be with this upper source, we in a reciprocal connection. I, by studying in the group, can affect it to draw from it further light that reform for the bestowal on me, influence on me. Thus, I advance. So I learn how to awaken the upper force, not just the source that shines for me from above on my spark, rather from below. I can elevate a lack, a demand towards it by all kind of actions, although I'm in order to receive. And this is how we're starting the work. Until we begin to discover with this upper force a connection through the spark, however many sparks as we are bounding them together in 10, then we can already affect that source in a significant manner, to a significant extent. And then it begins to advance us, not in intensity as prior advances me, in quantity, let's put it this way, rather now qualitatively. Why? Because we are connected, we are attained, we are resembling to his nature. Then he affects us not just to awaken us and draw us or pull us, rather in order to organize us better further and further between us, because we are making an effort specifically towards the connection between us, to connect. Thus, in the connection between us and bestow upon him and he bestow upon us, then we, in the connection between us there, we are scrutinizing what is the correct form of chibul, of connection, and vice versa. In darkness and in light, we are studying it until we are coming to revelation of the right chibur. And in the correct chibur between us, once occurs, this is called the revelation or disclosure of the spiritual system. And the fulfillment in the right chibur is called boy. Yes.
We don't have a different nature. What moved us then was not the calculations that we're doing now? When we get to bestowal?
No.
The same calculations?
No, calculation is general, is group-like.
Yes, group. There's no difference. You said it very...
No, it cannot be, because you are bestowing upon the fellow man, you bestow upon the friends, and everyone together, you want to bestow mutually. So you receive from the force that reform, the power, and the reply. What does it mean, reciprocal bestowal? And this is already in order to bestow.
And what's the fuel in this relationship of bestowal?
He give it to you.
What is it?
The fuel of in bestowal. Why beforehand you treat one another as we are like a gang about to profit, right, to succeed. And they like that reforms, build anew the different answer. Because you are willing to invest in one another. Even egoistically, you are exerting egoistically, however, according to a pattern which suits him or matches him, hence you're receiving the right reply from him.
One last question. When a person begins to engage in work lo lishma, not for a sake, for in the four choices you gave, bestowing in order to receive, receiving in order to receive, where does it fit in, this work in lo lishma?
In bon appetit. In appetite.
Bezot ani boteach, bezot ani boteach, bezot ani boteach.